The mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut is sparking more conversation about public safety, the treatment of mental illness, and gun control. And the question remains how state and federal governments will approach the issue. John Rosenthal is founder and chairman of Massachusetts-based Stop Handgun Violence. He says that the common thread between the crimes in Newtown and others in recent history remains unregulated access to weapons.
Every high-profile mass shooting, whether it's Columbine, Aurora, Newtown, Jonestown, Paducah, Springfield, Virginia Tech, it's military-style weapons with high-capacity ammunition clips capable of holding up to 100 rounds before you have to reload.
But Jim Wallace, executive director of the Gun Owners Action League, Massachusetts Firearms Association, disagrees.
The common denominator is a very psychologically disturbed individual. And the problem we have now is that really this has completely fallen off of the map for our legislators and our politicians, in that we literally have ticking time bombs walking our city streets.
John Rosenthal of Stop Handgun Violence said that mental illness is not something that can be changed, but gun policy can, and that would take action in Congress.
We're not going to change mental illness in a big way in this country, but we can change our gun laws and reduce access to military-style weapons, and we can require a simple background check for all gun sales so that, you know, potentially, you know, dangerous and mentally ill people will have a harder time buying guns.
Massachusetts has some of the strictest firearms laws in the nation and has a permanent ban on classified assault weapons. But Jim Wallace of GOAL says that since the Gun Control Act of 1998, the stricter regulations on obtaining weapons in the Commonwealth have not reduced crimes.
They passed the Gun Control Act in 1998, and back then we had 1.5 million licensed gun owners. And in the current time, we actually are down to 230,000, which is an 85% reduction in lawful gun ownership in Massachusetts. Now, during that same time, gun crime has gone up over 200%. So we have well over a decade of evidence here in Massachusetts that gun control is not the answer.
Wallace also said that the term high-powered assault weapon is often misused by politicians and misunderstood in the media.
What most people across the country who aren't gun owners refer to as a so-called assault weapon, the gun-owning community just calls it a modern sporting rifle. If you look at all the popular rifles going back 100 years, every single one of them was on a military-based platform but designed for civilian use, and that's what we're using across the country. So people really get confused about what we're talking about, and I think that's part of the problem is that the terminology that some politicians use and the media use are not the terminology that gun owners use.
Wallace also said that affecting Americans' civil rights as citizens by imposing stricter gun laws is not the answer. But John Rosenthal said that these statistics should speak for themselves.
We've been desensitized into thinking that, you know, unless a bunch of kids die at the same time, that it's not a problem. But meanwhile, 8 kids die every day. 83 Americans die every single day from gun violence. And shame on us for allowing it. Shame on us for not holding our elected officials accountable.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.